Masechet Holin, Perek Bet, Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah says, HaShohet Echad Ba'of Ushnayim BaBehema Shehit Tato Kesherav. Somebody slaughters one of the two pipes in the neck of a bird, either the windpipe or the food pipe, Ushnayim BaBehema, or both pipes in the neck of an animal. That's a situation where his Shechita is valid, even though the Shechita of an animal requires cutting both pipes. When we're talking about the shechita of a bird, as long as one of the pipes is cut, it's considered to be a kosher shechita. Achamim explained this as bide'avad. A person should, of course, try and cut both pipes of the bird. But if he only cut one of them, his shechita is still kosher. Virubo shel echad kamohu. In both situations, cutting the majority of the pipe is like cutting all the way through it. You don't need to cut through all the entire pipe. As long as you get the majority of it, the shechita is valid. The next part of the Mishnah will talk about the dam, the blood of an animal that is prohibited to be consumed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad shishchot et haveridin, says Rabbi Yehuda, even if the bird was slaughtered properly, the shechita was done kosher, when talking about a bird, you're not allowed to eat it unless the veridin, the blood vessels in the neck, the carotid arteries, unless they're fully drained of blood, the animal is not kosher. Even though when we're dealing with regular animals, the roasting or the salting of the animal would rid the animal of its blood, when talking about a bird normally is cooked or roasted whole. So roasting or salting it wouldn't remove all of the blood. So therefore, we have to cut the veridin to drain the blood. It has to be done, or should be done, while the shechita is happening in order to make sure that the blood doesn't congeal. There's no need to cut the veridin in the same manner as shechita. You could puncture it. You could just remove the blood. It's not part of the shechita process. It happens at the same time, but it could happen where you remove the blood in any way. Hatzi echad ba'of ve'echad v'chetzi ba'behema shechitato pesula. Somebody cuts halfway through one pipe in the neck of a bird, or entirely through one pipe, and then halfway through the second pipe in the neck of an animal, the shechita is pesula, because you're cutting only halfway through the pipe. You're not getting the majority of the pipe, so therefore it doesn't count for anything. You have to get to 51% of the pipe, not 51%. Rov echad ba'of. Somebody cuts through most of the way of one pipe in the neck of an animal, of a bird, and most of the way of the pipe, two pipes in the neck of an animal, offering shechita tokeshera. The shechita is considered to be valid. We're repeating this point over here because we're talking about korbanot, even though we said in the earlier part of the Mishnah that the majority of the pipes have to be cut, each one individually. A person may think that the point of a korban is to really throw the blood. So a person would think, and since that's the whole goal, I may have to cut the entire pipe in order to make it easier for the blood to come out. But we say no, even in that case of a korban, cutting most of the pipe is enough as well.